Now, let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to Ballycarra Retirement Living and Aged Care, the village of friends. Visit ballycarra.com.
Ender Brady from Sky News UK. Ender, there's a big problem with drones in your part of the world.
Yes, and they're taking up more and more police time, Ben. Some figures in the papers today. In the past 12 months, police in the UK have dealt with 3,500 complaints about drones. So 10 a day, basically, across the country. And they range from criminals using them, putting them up above properties to, you know, see what security there is, what windows and doors are at the back of a substantial property, for example, to men putting them up over properties where they know that women are sunbathing. And we've even had one complaint, get this, a guy rang the police, tell them that his neighbour was flying a drone just to annoy him. So 3,500 complaints in the past 12 months. You would imagine the police have far better things to be dealing with. And just to show you what a modern problem it is, 2 years ago, in the whole of Great Britain, there were only 280 drone-related investigations, 3,500 last year.
There we go. Increasing problem indeed. Now, Charles and Camilla, they're on a state visit to where?
Italy. Part of the Brexit charm offensive, really. The government very much aware that, you know, the royals are popular wherever they go and that they have a soft power, is the phrase that's being used. So some government ministers will join them today. Charles and Camilla will go to Florence. Yesterday, they visited the earthquake-hit town in the Abruzzo called Amatrice. Beautiful, beautiful place. I was there in August after the quake. And on tomorrow, the diary says that Charles and Camilla will go to the Vatican, where they will meet and hang out with the Pope. Pretty cool.
And it's on the charm offensive for Brexit, as you said. Ender, thank you. We will catch you tomorrow. Ender Brady from Sky News UK.